I think it's a very, very important point. At the end of the book, I give the kids six general guidelines to shape their linguistic world, the world that they will be living in 20, 30, 50 years' time. And what the very first point is, be aware of the importance of languages, the fact that there are so many endangered languages, the fact that there are so many dying languages. I mean, we're talking about half the languages of the world here, some 3,000 languages at risk of extinction in the course of the present century. And people should reflect on what the loss is. There's nothing here to say, nothing in the book which says, they must all be saved, because you have to be realistic about this. But you have to be as alert as possible to the need to document these. It's part of our heritage to be aware of what we've lost, because each language is a vision of the world, and every time a language goes, we've lost that vision. And especially if the language has never been written down, we've lost it forever without ever knowing what it was like to be a human being in that linguistic mindset. And the way in which you can document and to some extent revitalize languages, because you can save some of them, is not difficult if three factors are present. If the people themselves must want their language saved, if the government must want the language saved, and if there's some money to help save it. Now, who provides the money? The national organizations, the governments, and so on. Well, who persuades the government that this is an important issue? The voters. And who are the voters? These kids in 10, 15, 20 years' time. And so I think by alerting them to the issues here, one might actually be providing a foundation through which some of these otherwise seriously endangered languages might be able to survive.